Hello, Cinecoven. This is your local silver nitrate witch, Isabel Lang, speaking with you today. And if you, like me, were watching the night sky this past weekend, you also saw the gorgeous corn moon, big and bright and beautifully rusty orange. So as we officially enter the burr months, even though we're still a few weeks away from the autumn equinox, I thought it would be fun to brew up some movie magic in our daily lives. And who better to show us than the OG movie witches themselves, at least as I consider them to be, the Owen sisters. That's right, we are going to be talking about some magic from the 1998 classic Practical Magic. So I initially hoped to give y'all a bit of a fun fact and explain the one witchy trick that I'm sure we all pretended to replicate when we were little kids, or we at least desperately wished we could, which is when Sally Owens lights a candle seemingly with her own breath. Hi, Gus. You want to talk about some magic? Can you hear us purring? So I am saddened to report, however, that there doesn't appear to be any, like, official breakdown from production on that film about how that trick was done, but many fans of the movie have figured out how to do it themselves anyway, from things like filming and then playing it back in reverse, to trick candles that have magnesium in the wick that relights, to elaborate setups with like Q-tips and water bowls. So I'll leave you all to do that research for yourself, but also remind everyone to practice safe witchcraft and even safer fire handling. Kids, don't try that stuff at home, and grown-up witches, take every precaution and make sure fire extinguishers are nearby and ready to go. So instead, inspired by Sally's trick, I want to talk a bit about candle magic more generally, and how you can bring a bit of the Owens family, Stevie Nicks, autumnal, cozy vibe to your own home this season through the use of candles. Candle magic, or fire magic, is really one of my favorite kinds of practices to read about, especially considering we've all really done a little bit of it in our lives, whether we realize it or not. I mean, think of the first time you made a wish and blew out the candles on your birthday cake, or the last time your power went out and you scrounged around for the closest Bath and Body Work triple wick to drive off the darkness. Or even this morning, maybe, when you turned on your gas stove to cook breakfast and heard the satisfying whoosh of the burner, knowing that you would be able to nourish yourself that day. If you ever research into candle magic yourself, you'll learn a lot about the meanings of like different colors, or how certain scents or spices or oils can add to or change the outcome of something, or even how like the shape or the size of the candle can influence things. And that's all well and good, but I'm a thrifty witch, and I'm a big fan of the like 100 pack of tea lights that you can get for about $5 at any grocery store these days. So here is an affordable and quick bit of candle magic for you this week to get yourself into the fall spirit. You'll need a tea light, a toothpick, and of course matches or some kind of lighter. You're going to use the toothpick to carve into the candle whatever you want to bring into or kick out of your life in the coming months. Okay. And, you know, as we approach the traditional time for harvest, this is a particularly rich season to ask for things like bounty or abundance. But, you know, it's up to you. You are the practitioner in your own narrative here. So once you've carved that into the candle, you're going to place it in a space away from flammable objects and out of reach of pets and children. Again, candle magic is also all about fire safety, y'all. Light it, and then let it burn until it goes out. So tea lights average about 3 to 5 hours per burn, depending on like what brand or what size they are. And something else that can be a little fun is if you feel moved to do so, you could say like a little please and thank you as you light the candle. Maybe take a moment once it's lit to sort of focus in and meditate on what you're looking for, or you could maybe even whisper like a gentle fuck you if you're trying to rid yourself of something. Anything to get you into the vibe that makes it feel like you're really doing something. Because here's what I love about not just candle magic, but any kind of magic practice. Even if nothing happens from your little ritual, that ritual itself can really help us feel like we're doing something during a time when it feels like there is nothing we can do. I mean, look back at Practical Magic, for example. Take a look at the way all the women in or like adjacent to Jillian's life rally around to help at the end of the movie. Sure, Aunt Jet says there's a little witch in all of us, which I absolutely believe, of course, But what really makes, I think, most of us watching the movie so moved at this moment isn't necessarily the magic that they come together to do, but the fact that they come together at all. The fact that everyone spurs into action when Sally activates the phone tree and everyone shows up ready to help with broomsticks and dustbusters at the ready. I love the woman who comes with the dustbuster because she doesn't have a broom. Classic. It's very, you know, hocus pocus. Or, like Sally explains to Gary Hallett and the rest of us, things like the Owens family curse, or even his badge, these things only really hold power because we believe them to, or they only really hold power because we imbue that power within them through our intent. So, what I'm saying is, if the worst case scenario this ritual offers you is just a little bit of peace of mind this fall that you've done something, I hope that this little spell brings it to you. Because, hey, at least you don't have the Owens family curse hanging over your head, right? That's a different problem if you do. You should, yeah, do some research on that. Sorry, I can't help you. You can find your Silver Nitrate Witches on various online platforms at LJ Valenza and at Bellang303. Thanks to Fine Motor for the use of their song Highway Moon. You can check out more about the band at finemotormusic.com. Thanks for listening. Stay witchy. And keep watching movies.